Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Mock.
And welcome to the half-hour radio program and podcast for all you fancy people out there. That's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available to children and families in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. See how I put those two together, Ashley?
I like it.
We are not radio show and or media and or podcast professionals, but we pretend like we are for a half hour every Sunday let you know again about resources, things that are available for children and families, because we at the Children's Services Council, not media professionals. That was obvious from the jump. But the five things that we are working to get better at and working for our community on are: one, making sure every baby is a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risk behaviors. We do that by offering programs and resources available to all families in our community. And I'm laughing.
I'm
laughing because I think we've kind of let this cat out of the bag. We're obviously not recording on a Sunday in the studio because it'd be really hard to get guests. And so we're recording on Zoom. Ashley and myself are on Zoom as well as our guests, and I'm watching everybody. I actually like look around and be distracted while we're recording, and it's making me laugh.
I'm going to tell you what I was doing. I was pulling up. We have lots of dates coming up for funding, and that I was making sure that I had all that.
I know you're doing show prep. I appreciate that, but I having too much caffeine and easily distracted, just started laughing.
You just squirreled. I get it. So Sean talked about our priority areas, and obviously we work with programs in all of those priority areas to make sure that there are programs and services available to families in our community. And this show is a great place to learn about those programs and some of the work that they're doing, but there's other places to get that information too. Obviously on our website at csclc.org. But you can also find us on Facebook. We share a lot there about our programs and the work that they're doing. You can come find us at community events. Our community engagement coordinator, John Caesar, has literally been like everywhere, I feel like, in the last couple of months. So you can find out more information just finding us out in the community. Or we have printed copies of what we call our Family Guide to Programs that is literally a list of all of our funded program partners along with their contact information. So if there is a program or a service that you are looking for, there are multiple ways to connect and find it, what it is that you need.
And you can also, and I have to put this out there, even though sometimes it's a source of frustration for both you and I, and probably many of our listeners, we are also on social media. Look up Facebook, commonly referred to as the Book of Face, and also Instagram, end of list. That's just look up Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County or St. Lucie CSC for Instagram. You can find us on there. I think at some point in the future, we have plans to get on TikTok.
Are you going to be dancing?
No, I thought we'd create little reels or little videos.
Listen.
That nobody will watch.
That takes a lot of coordination. I don't know that I have that in me.
I know. Like, what could we show people today? I have a funny story to share. Totally not in our talking points, but I mentioned that we're on Zoom, right? And, you know, ever since the pandemic, anybody that's in the workplace, particularly in our line of field, Zoom gets used a lot. Let's save on the travel. Let's save on the gas. Let's save on the time. Let's have a Zoom meeting. So somebody in a Zoom meeting forgot their camera was still on after they just talked about having to change their clothes to go to an event. We watched this person take off his shirt. So, what? And you talk about being like it was a Friday. You talk about being like I could not stop laughing. Like I just couldn't. And I felt for the person, and the person, obviously it was a mistake. That stuff happens, but it was very funny. So.
You know, I'm sure there's a whole book of stories about Zoom fails.
It should be, and it should be titled, "We Can't Hear You." Unmute. That should be the title of the book.
You're on mute.
So that's a great idea. That's, you and I are going to write a book about that. But outside of the book and just having a good time, but related to having a good time, we want to remind everybody of two things. One, we're continuing our Read to Succeed event through Van Duzer and Big Apple Pizza on the Wednesday of each week. A school is taking over Big Apple Pizza. We're reading to kids. The schools get half the proceeds of the sales. And obviously, we're giving out books. Big shout out to Scott Van Duzer and Big Apple Pizza, who have organized this. We are just one of many partners. But again, check our Facebook page. Check out Big Apple, both Fort Pierce and the one in Port St. Lucie off of Bayshore. Both of them are participating, and it's very exciting. The other thing is, this is the last week, or actually, this is the week that we are going to be holding our holiday concert, our Sounds of the Season free community concert. It's our 12th annual. Can you believe that, Ashley? 12th?
No.
It's going to highlight five of our funded programs, and it's a free community concert, and it's a great opportunity to not only get in the holiday spirit, but also kind of celebrate and appreciate our youth in our community, because they are practicing hard to get on that stage and give you their all. So make sure you grab your tickets at the Sunrise Theater box office.
Hope you already have them. Then we won't have to worry about you missing.
Do we need tickets, or can I get in the back way? Because I don't think I have a ticket.
I think they'll let you in.
Okay, cool.
I feel like they'll let you in. So also, I worked so hard to make sure we had all the dates up, so I don't want to not remember to share. But obviously, you know, we talk on this show about the programs and the work that they're doing, but none of that work would be possible without the funding support that they receive from us. That's really the whole purpose of us being here. And so we do have some funding opportunities that are available out in the community right now. One, our biggest one is for our priority area of keeping kids off the streets, which encompasses all of our after school programs, our biggest category, our largest investment in the community. That proposal is due January 15th. So hopefully you have already attended a bidders conference, because they're mandatory this year. So hopefully you have everything ready that you need to submit that proposal January 15th. But upcoming this week, just released, I guess, is our summer learning. And so it feels a little weird to be talking about summer in December, but that's where we're at. That's what we do. We need some time to prepare. So the summer learning application was released December 8th. Will be released December 8th. And then we do have bidders conferences coming up for that as well. So if you are an organization that is planning to provide a summer program and you are interested in partnering with us, receiving funding from the Children's Services Council, you must attend one of those bidders conferences on December 13th or January 10th. Again, all the information is on our website. You must attend one of those bidders conferences in order to submit your proposal on February 2nd. So if you have questions, please call the office. But again, we have a fatal flaw this year, and that is, if you do not come to a bidders conference, you will not have access to the application. So please just make sure that you get that box checked if that is something that you are interested in.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. And again, they can check out all that info. I think we've posted on Facebook a couple times, but obviously our website, which again, love our acronyms, CSC, again, I'm sorry, CSCSLC.org. All right, I'm going to let in our guest. We've been waiting very patiently.
I'm excited because we've got kind of one new thing and one existing thing to talk about, and two very special people to us that have been good friends of ours for a long time in the community. I feel like Sean has talked quite a bit, and we have talked on the show previously about the Inner Truth Project and the amazing work that they do with their founder, Mindy Fetterman. But we've got two team members today that I'm excited about, because I know Omar hasn't been on the show, at least not in a long time. But Jessica's just one of my favorite people to talk to. So we've got Omar and Jessica with us today from the Inner Truth Project team, and we've got some exciting things that they're going to share with us. But mostly I need to share with our audience who can't see them that they are named by their cat mom and cat dad status today, which is important to note.
We had that very important pre-show meeting, and while we briefly talked about what we're going to cover on the radio, we digressed
mostly
to what it's like to own a cat.
Which I have no experience in, so you know,
I think we can all help you out on that, Ashley. We can all help you out on that.
I'm good. Thanks. So anyway, Jess and Omar, thank you for joining us today. I know you guys are doing some incredible, important work at Inner Truth Project, and we want to make sure that we get all of that covered because there's quite a bit of stuff happening, exciting things going on. So Jessica, I don't know if you want to start, and like for anybody who has been living under a rock in the last couple of years and hasn't heard about the work happening there, do you want to share a little bit about what it is that you guys do for our community?
Absolutely. Thank you both for having us. And for everyone who's listening, good morning. My name is Jessica. I'm the director of outreach at the Inner Truth Project, also known as AKA Olive. That is my cat. What we do here at the Inner Truth Project is, you know, we work with teen and adult survivors who've been through any type of sexual trauma. So over the years, the Inner Truth Project has been in the community, working with families, trying to end that guilt, that shame, the stigma that comes behind when somebody has been abused, especially experience a heinous crime such as sexual abuse, right? And so although it's not the jazziest topic to discuss with our community or with anybody, but we as an organization celebrate people who have experienced that and give them the opportunity to come here, gain that trauma-informed care and support, as well as introduce different opportunities to heal. And not only to just heal, but to learn on how to gain that center peace and how can I rise above this? How can I move on with my life? So some of the things that we do here is we offer individual therapy for the survivors themselves. We have support groups. We do a lot of different empowerment workshops, different things throughout the year, such as yoga, meditation. We do adventure therapy, a lot of writing, a lot of art here. And, you know, something in the last 5 years, I've been with the Inner Truth Project a little bit over 5 years, is I realized that it wasn't just necessarily about providing these services directly to the teens that are coming to our program. It's involving the parents, getting them the support that they need as well. For a long time, you know, parents would come and they would drop their kid off and they were going in their car and they were struggling. They didn't know if they were doing the right thing. They didn't know, you know, could I have seen something that I should have seen? Should I have done this? Should I have done that? And then they started calling and, you know, I was offering them peer support. And I said to Mindy, who is our executive director, we need to offer the same services for our parents. And we were doing that a long time ago. It was just, we need to engage them more, right? So the parents now, it's interesting. They actually, we have like a group of them. The teens will come in at Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. and the teens go into their group and the parents will come and they sit in the living room and they'll bring their iPads or their Nooks or their work or their whatever. And the next thing you know, they're chatting with each other and they're forming a little community. And, you know, another thing that I've noticed over the years too, is some of our parents who have children that are coming here may have experienced their own sexual trauma in the past and thought that, you know, they put it by the wayside or they were good. And maybe they were. And then this experience reopened another door for them to realize, holy cow, it's not just my child. I got some unresolved issues too. So how can we best support them? And it looks different for every family. We're not a cookie cutter agency. So what I love about is the empowerment piece. You know, we hear you. What is it we can help you with? And what do you want? And here's the opportunities. And if we're the right agency for you, great. If not, that's okay too. We're going to do our very hard best to make sure that you're connected to one of our partner agencies in the community. And that's what it is. You know, it's about lifting each other up and in relationships. So in a nutshell, that is what the Inner Truth Project teen program is about, teen and family program. And, you know, we have a couple different things going on. Sorry, Sean, I'm just taking over the show.
No, this is funny. Just so our listening audience knows, she told us that Omar was the talker and was going to do all the talking. But I think she, a little bait and switch on us here. But no, yeah, keep going. This is great information.
A little trickery. Jess, I do want to just touch on something that you said, and I think it's so important. And, you know, in the grand scheme of organizations, of nonprofits in our community, Inner Truth Project is young, right? You guys are new, kind of the new kid on the block still.
Right.
And I think
a decade old is new.
Right. It is. Yeah. It's your baby. So,
I guess, what do they say? Like, when you're 30, you feel like you're 20. I think they say that. I
wish I felt like that.
I mean, I'm almost 40. I'm putting that out there. So anyone who wants to know, but I feel like I'm 60. It's not that there's anything wrong with being 60 years old. I get it.
If it makes you feel any better, my knee feels like it's 70. Maybe older.
Perhaps. I think one of the things that you guys have done and done really well is kind of what you talked about, listened to what your clients needed and built the programs that they wanted to have. So you didn't start out having yoga therapy or art therapy or even the adventure therapy, but those are kind of things that grew out of conversations and desires for your participants to get involved in. And I think that's something that's really cool, is that you guys really are so closely tied to your families and listening and understanding what it is that they need, and then making sure that there's a way to make that available to them. And I really love that. That's a big focus of the model that you have.
Yes. Thank you so much for pointing that out. And, you know, from the very beginning, our founder had ensured that this was a survivor-led organization. And so, and yes, you know, sometimes the teens come up with ideas that may be healthy, and sometimes they're like, you know, but we really try to empower them by letting them come up with these ideas. So, you know, I remember in the beginning when I started, I was like, okay, let's form this group, right? We're going to get these chairs, we're going to put them in a circle, and we're going to talk. And it didn't really work out so well with them. You know, so like now they come in, they have in our yoga room. If anybody has not been to the center, we would love to give you a tour, but we do have a trauma-informed yoga studio on site. And the teens typically like to go in there. They'll bring their art in there. We do a lot of writing. In fact, we have started a 5-week holiday series called A Merry Mindset. And so this series focuses on art therapy, mindfulness, pet therapy. We have plans to do a fun escape room. We are introducing more self-care. And then what I love about this at the end of the 5 weeks is we are going to invite our families to come for a holiday dinner as a unit, and just kind of like recreate some of the history and the memories that people have around the holidays as survivors or people who've been through trauma in general. You know, the holidays can be a hard time for people. So to be here to celebrate and to have a meal and recognize the hard work that our families are doing on their mental health, but, you know, even just within their little unit is really important. And what better way to celebrate with like a delicious meal.
So before we transition to Omar, who's, you know, sitting on his hands, so anxious to talk, I'm messing with you guys, but real quick, I think it's important. One of the first things when Mindy started this, and it really kind of caught my attention and always stuck with me, is we don't talk about victims of sexual abuse. We talk about survivors. There's a purposeful mindset change to that language. But Jessica, if I heard you right, this is both for children. Obviously, this is a Children's Services Council show, so we're obviously focused on children and youth, but also adults who were survivors of sexual violence or abuse. This resource is for them as well.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so if somebody's interested, because I think it's important, we're about at that little over the halfway point of the show. If somebody is like, you know what, you know, this happened to me a while ago, or I think my child, or I know my child went through something, how do they get a hold of this service? And when they call or walk in, what is it that you expect from them?
So what they could do is they could definitely give us a call. You can call our center number at 772-200-4599. You can also look us up on any of the social media platforms or on our webpage at innertruthproject.org. And if you're not sure and you just want to kind of see if some of the information fits with what you need, you can go ahead and check there. You know, but things to expect is, you know, first of all, we're just so happy that you made it here, you know, and no matter how long it took you to get here, and it doesn't matter if you've reported, haven't reported, whatever got you here, you're here, right? And so we will walk you through the process, you know, between intake form and then setting up what best suits you. Are you interested in just strictly therapy? Do you not know what you want? Maybe peer support could be potentially something that you're looking for. Do you want to be in a group? You know, so we'll kind of work through all of that with you. And then you get to pick and choose. It's like, I would say first class buffet is kind of like what it is for your mental health. Yeah. So
I got goosebumps when you said so happy that you made it here. I think that's so important. And I'm so glad you said that. That was that. I think that statement alone truly reflects everything I know from interacting with you and your entire team at the Inner Truth Project. Sorry, it just caught my attention. I wrote it down. I got goosebumps when you said it. So you have a guest with you, not a guest. You have a member of your team
yes,
with you.
A colleague.
The guy that you said was really talkative. But we only gave him like 9 minutes.
Sorry, Omar. It's stole the show once again.
No, it's fine. I'm learning as I've gotten older to listen a little bit better. So it was great practice in that.
So Omar's a good friend of ours. We've known Omar a while, and we're so excited that he's back. He's always been in the community, but back working directly in our orbit, if you will. But Omar, what's your role at the Inner Truth Project?
There's a lot of things that Jessica mentioned that are so powerful. And that's really what's gotten me involved and excited about this particular aspect of the Inner Truth Project. So my role is the male advocate. So my primary function is to reach out to male survivors of sexual trauma. Now, there's a couple of things, because I know that your focus primarily is on funding children's programs, right? So, but it's an interesting statistic that I came across in getting to know what's happening. And one out of six children, male children, between the ages from birth through 18, and let me say that again, one out of six male children between the ages of 0 to 18 have experienced some type of sexual unsolicited trauma. It's a large number. In comparison to women, women are one out of four. Wow. So when you start really thinking about the numbers, and particularly when it comes to men underreporting really what's happening, right? There is a crisis in terms of where do these men go? Where do they keep this trauma? And ironically enough, what ends up happening is because when they get into the later years, midlife crisis, a lot of those things stem from unresolved traumas of dealing with this stuff, right? So my role is to reach out to male survivors, young and old, so that we're able to transform the narrative and they find a safe space to be able to deal and thrive from this trauma that have they carried all their lives. And that's primarily the main function of my duty. So for instance, one of the things that we're doing starting in January is that we're launching our first 10-week program targeted to male survivors 18 and up. And the idea behind that program is twofold. Number one, we want to be able to for them to understand the stigma, the negative beliefs that come from not dealing with that trauma and how that affects their lives, but also society as a whole. Because remember, when sometimes people that have experienced some kind of trauma also become perpetrators. And it's not because they're inherently evil. It's just because they don't know how to process what happened. You know, so you have to be able to kind of like deal with that. So the first part of our program is to focus on that. The second part is really thinking about the future, thinking about how do you transform and how do you thrive as an individual in your future, considering all this stuff that happens. You know, I'm of the belief that everything that happens to us in life has there's some treasure in it. And that treasure is to be able to impact somebody else's life. And by sharing their stories, by doing that, our survivors are able to really impact the world around us. So that's the first function of what I'm doing as a male advocate. The second part is really educating, right? I know Sean and I, we spoke briefly about one of the terms that's thrown out there, which is the patriarchy, toxic masculinity, and things like that. And there's a big redefinition of what it means to be a male. There's a lot of misinformation, Andrew Tate's and all this stuff happening out there that is really questioning what does it mean to be a man in our society. You know, for the most of the time it's like, you know, something happens, don't cry about it, you know, man up, and doing all these different things that actually forces young men in particular to suppress those feelings. And then they struggle throughout life. I mean, it's evident in our society how young men are struggling. And these are some of the things that our culture has, as a whole, has continued to perpetrate. And we have to be able to educate each other as men, as young men, to be able to do that. And some of the ways that we're doing that at the Inner Truth Project is number one, we are in conversation with other community partners like Project Lift in order to start contacting those younger individuals and teaching them about what it means to be a man in all aspects, the total man, not just from traditionally what is spoken about. And so locally, we're looking forward to starting that particular project sometime in January. We're working out the details on how that's going to look. But also for a community leader standpoint, on December 12th, we're reaching out to a lot of community leaders to be able, she's telling me to wrap up right after she took all my time.
I told you he talked so much.
Oh my goodness.
You know, so, and that's the idea. So we're meeting all the community leaders on December 12th here at the Inner Truth Project. And the process is simple. Number one, we want to start with ourselves. You know, you always start with individuals. The premise of our culture is individual freedoms, right? It's what the West is about. And I believe that the individuals start to change. You start it in your inner circle. You take it out to the community. And then society as a whole gets impacted. So those are the two things that it's a big challenge, but I feel that we want to reach out and connect to those individuals from the standpoint of community leaders and allies, but also for the survivors to know that we're here for them.
That's a big role, Omar. And, you know, think about young men and even young women. If you don't address that emotional impact, it comes out in other ways, whether you want to admit it or not. So the best way to kind of to address it is to have conversations about it. Call the Inner Truth Project at 200-4599. Ashley, I know you're going to jump in. Were you going to talk cupcakes?
I just wanted to say, I know there's a couple of events coming up, and you guys have obviously talked about a lot of different opportunities for people to get involved or to learn more. But Jess, I just wanted to offer one more time, share your phone number, website, where people can get information. And then you have like 30 seconds to talk about cupcakes.
Absolutely. So you could always reach out to us by phone at 772-200-4599. You could visit us on the web at innertruthproject.org. And we are also connected to all social media platforms. And as far as cupcakes go, so we are doing our third annual cupcake escape at Heathcote Botanical Gardens on February 25th. It is on a Sunday from 11 to 3. It's a fun day. It's a fun family event. Our theme this year is Under the Sea. So it is a fun day to have lots of cupcakes. There will be judging, kids zone, vendors, all different types of opportunities to come. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram to continue to see the posts and updates on that and buy tickets. Lastly, we do have a parent workshop coming up. It is on January 24th. It's on a Wednesday from 6 to 7:30, and it's just a great way for parents to connect after their child has experienced sexual trauma. So that's pretty much what we have going on.
Thank you, Jessica and Omar, for coming on. Remember the Inner Truth Project. Now, when you say there's judging at the cupcake event, you're not saying like you're going to judge the number of cupcakes that I eat, are you? Because I assume they're all calorie free at that event.
So I'm not going to confirm or deny what I'm judging inside my head, but we do have some handpicked judges from the community that will go around, as it is a cupcake contest. It's like a cupcake festival. And so home bakers, professional bakers, and youth bakers are able to enter the contest. So we do have openings available now if you're interested. We have sponsorship forms available too. And bring your best cupcake.
All right. Again, that is on February 25th. But more importantly, everybody write down their phone number, 200-4599. Again, 200-4599. Thank you again, both cat people, for coming on. We greatly appreciate it. I remind everybody that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. But if you missed the show, do not fear, do not fret. Just download the podcast version of it. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, even on your iPhone. A reminder that we are grateful for every lesson and that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.